Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As I look on YouTube and Twitch on this Football Friday, our guy Daryl Beasley said, hey, I'm just sitting here waiting on Tyler's bets for tonight.
I'm telling you, man.
It's
a great setup for all of us out there, listeners and me, right? You let Tyler weather the storm on the bad days, and then when he hits a heater like this, he's going to tell you about it, whether on social media or on the airwaves.
He gets on the heater either way or another.
Here's the deal. That you're not guaranteed to win, but when he's on a heater, all you got to do is pick the right one. I mean, it's just when he's on a 9-for-9 over 2-day heater, hell, you can pick anything you want.
Pick whatever you want to.
He's on a heater. I believe that gambling, it's about streaks. It always has been, always will be, and Tyler's on one, so I think I'm going to piggyback. I'm gonna be like old Christian Javier in 2023, piggyback my ass up.
9-for-9, baby. There you go. Christian Javier, boy, you remember right there, man. Come on, Zach Greinke, just give us two.
Look, literally, there was three starters in the rotation. Just give me three.
Just give me three innings.
Give me three innings. Give me nine outs.
Here comes Luis and Christian Javier. I think they had your guy. Who was the guy? Oh, Jake Odorizzi. Yeah, it was Jake Odorizzi would come in
and then
Christian Javier would come in and pull things off.
Tyler's so good he can make Jake Odorizzi a little money.
You remember that time? I know this isn't foreign to anybody, but that time Luis Garcia got hurt in that playoff game and they gave Jake all the time he needed, and it felt like Jake took all the time he needed. You remember how long Jake warmed up and everybody just had to sit out there?
He acted
like he was starting the game.
I don't know if Tyler did this to me or if it's real, but like Jake Odorizzi did have a real take all the time you can kind of vibe to it.
It wasn't a vibe that day. He just did it.
He was one of the founders of the turn list.
He started doing those stretches in the he didn't come right out of the bullpen. He did his normal stretches with his arm out of the bullpen. Did the band resist? And I think it was Joe Buck at the time said, "Well, he's gonna take all the time." I think they took three or four commercial breaks.
Hey, he did all that stretching his upper body and then went out there and messed his knee up.
Yeah, that was the time, man. He took him out of that cart. Him and Grugier Hill, baby, they were able to return.
I told myself when I got in this radio business I wasn't going to laugh at pro athletes that get injured, and y'all got me up here just cackling.
Well, the only reason why we're laughing at those two is because they came back the next week.
Full go the next week.
Full go, man.
2 days on the injury list.
Man, I tell you what else is full go. That is Football Talk on Sports Radio 610. It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's hear that good music right there. They actually got a great game this weekend over there on CBS. But It is our Saturday slate, 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. What is your college football game to watch? What is your college football game of the week? Someone text in, Texas Tech is all over your Jayhawks this week. That's not a bad one. That's not a bad one. I will be watching that one intently. But there's several games, Clint, your game. You talked about Arkansas, Tennessee. That's one. There's Florida and A&M. We just talked about KU and Texas Tech. There's several games over the weekend. What's your game you're watching the most?
Well, I'm going to be completely transparent here, man. I have a really hard time watching anything other than SEC and Big 12 football. So I'm going to exclude all the Big Ten to be in ACC at this point. If it's not Rhett Lashley and SMU, I really don't give a rip, to be honest with you.
You have a hard time watching Ohio State?
Yes. Always have. Always have. I have a hard time watching Michigan. Always have. I don't know why. I mean, it just is what it is.
What about when they're playing each other? You all right?
Well, today it's not as hard because I had to listen. I always had to listen to this rivalry and hear people. And it doesn't help that we had a bunch of Ohio State Buckeyes in Dallas when I was there. Joey Galloway was one of my good buddies, and I always had to listen to that Ohio State crap. But, you know, you got to listen to the rivalry talk every year. And here in Texas, and I ain't got no skin in the game, but here in Texas, the fact that A&M and Texas weren't playing at the time absolutely disgusted me. Because I believe that is the biggest, best rivalry in college football. But then you go, hey, well, they didn't play it for 20 years, so what the hell are you talking about? So, but now that that's back, I can probably take a peek at it. But I'll be honest with you, it absolutely bores me, to be completely honest with you. So I'm Big 12 SEC all the way. With that said, the game for me this week is definitely Bama at Mizzou. I want to find out if Mizzou's for real. My boy Eli Drinkowitz, he's a friend of mine, good dude. I hope they are for real, and I hope they can knock off Bama. There's also a Bama twist to it where, I mean, who is Bama? How good is Bama? Are they really coming along? Ty Simpson, is he the real deal in this Kalen DeBoer offense? And is Bama going to fall off after Saban, or is he going to keep pace and at least keep him in the college football playoffs? I think that.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The storylines there, the personal, I think, attachment there for me with Eli Drinkowitz. We play Mizzou down the schedule here. So do all the Aggies out there, such ones they want to watch as well. Yeah. So. I'm going to go with Bama at Mizzou. I think there's a lot of it's going to be a fun watch.
Yeah, Missouri. This is their sixth game. They have not played a road game. They've not played outside of their home stadium. I don't even know how that hell that happens. Six straight games they're going to have at Perot Field, and they've got a really good running game. They got the quarterback, the transfer from Penn State. Because Drew Aller, he moved on, and he's been pretty good. And we'll see. Their best win, South Carolina or the Kansas game they had. And we'll see a lot more about them. Alabama clearly looks like a different team that played Florida State.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens there. That'll be a big one right there. I think the winner of that game I think everybody takes Alabama serious for the playoff. I think if Missouri wins that, I think people will really take that. That's probably the biggest – that may be the biggest game they've had at that stadium maybe since they played Georgia years back when they said before the game, just entering the SEC, they played old man football. That's what they said about Georgia, and then Georgia commenced to whooping their ass. And they had the whiteboard on the and said grown man football or whatever. This is the biggest home game they've had since then. That will be a fun watch. Me, I don't have a problem watching the Big Ten. People are texting in. I know it's because we're from here, but OU Texas. I'll be honest, man. I feel like that's just an ass whooping waiting to happen. I'm sorry. I think.
Well, that's even. I mean, because that would have been number two on my list here. The OU Texas game. Now, again, I sleep with the Longhorn every night, so there is obviously a. I'd like for her to be happy, so I'd like for them not to just be awful this season. But that game you got the quarterback I believe for John Mateer. I think he is I don't think they've named him the starter, but I think he's trending
to go,
towards going. I mean, so you got a true Heisman candidate there. You got a team that's seems to have reemerged on a national scale here, and you got Texas, who all the storylines that come with them obviously are going to be bigger than all get out. So. That's got the makings of being a real interesting game there.
Yeah, mine is Indiana and Oregon.
That's a good one.
At Autzen Stadium, Indiana is going to
Big
go 10, play
Pac-12.
Oregon. Well, Big Ten, but yeah. No, but for me is Indiana may have the best NFL draft prospect quarterback going right now. He may be. There are a lot of people that he has shot up the board here lately with his play, and he's really good. And they beat up the only team that they've really played this year was Illinois, and they beat the hell out of them, put 63 on them, and they were really good last year. They made the playoff, but if we're being honest, all of the games in which they played teams that were good, they played Ohio State late, they played Notre Dame in the playoff. And then they played Illinois. Illinois is the only one they've won. They've lost all those other games. And he is building a hell of a program. We got to sit down and talk with him at the Bear Bryant Awards. He cussed on our air. He seems to be a fiery guy. I just want to see if Indiana is just this program that beats the teams that they're supposed to beat, and they take advantage of that Big Ten schedule where they only have to play two games a year, or are they serious? And are they serious as a serious player? And if they go into Oregon, which is one of the toughest places to play in the country, and they can hold their own there, I think a lot of people will look at them differently. So
I think there's a lot of the jury's still out looking on a lot of teams being this early in the season, if you will. But I think the jury's still out on Oregon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.